Welcome back to Romans Part 1. We left off in Chapter 1 with Paul ready to share the gospel, the message of Christianity. Paul is not ashamed because in the gospel is righteousness, how to get right with God. Now the thing is, that won't mean much to us until we truly understand that without the gospel, we are not right with God. Do you remember the story when Jesus took the disciples out to fish and they pulled in boatload after boatload of fish and everyone celebrated? And Peter understood for the first time who Jesus really is. Do you remember what Peter said to Jesus? "Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Peter knew. He felt that weight pull at his heart. He was not right with God. And with the Lord standing before him, "Depart from me, I'm a sinner." But Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid." Why? Because Jesus came to make us right again. Back here in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," says Paul. "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God," how to be right with God, how to get your life right, get right with everything, "righteousness is revealed, shown, made plain before us. A righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." And there is the heart of it. Righteousness comes by faith, from first to last, from beginning to end. Being right with God is an issue of your faith in the only one who gave his life to make you right with God. Romans will lay out for you how to get right with God and how to live right with God. When you stand condemned and guilty, the gospel will step in to save the day. When you struggle and fight to live right and just can't seem to get it, the gospel explains how to live it out. It's all here in Romans. Now backing up a little bit, Paul is the writer here. Paul, who knew as well as anyone what it was like to work and strive to be right with God, but never get there. Self-righteous, but never God-righteous. And now that he's found it, he wants to share it. And I love the personal touch he uses in verse 7. "To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people." Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome. That's why it's called Romans, by the way. And he tells the Roman church, "You are loved by God. You are his people." Do you know what it is to belong? That's what it is to be in Christ. And the letter is personal. Paul starts out by telling the church how much he wants to go visit them. And he means it. And when you read this, you got to make it personal. Listen, if you're looking for a theological treatise, if you want something to write a college paper about, don't read Romans. It's way too personal for that. I know it's just a letter, but do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. In Romans, the word of God is drawn from its sheath, and that sword is aimed at your heart. And you and I, my friend, are on trial. When you walk into Romans, you walk into court. So consider this a summons. Someone is on trial for their life, and you've been called to appear, and you're not quite clear just who it is that's on trial. Now, as we step into court, I have one humble request. Don't walk out early. Court is not always a pleasant experience, especially if you're guilty, but I'm begging you, don't walk away until you hear the full argument, at least through chapter 3. This is crucial. 1 through 3 are one continuous argument. Romans 1 has one of the most controversial passages in the Bible, and much damage has been done by Christians who quote chapter 1 without 2 and 3. But all of you on both sides, please stop plugging your ears anytime someone might disagree with you. Please listen through to the end, and you may find that the Bible will surprise both of you. See, here's the funny thing about this trial. Everyone invited seems to think they've been invited to court to judge everyone else. You know, the guilty people. Them. But it's not them, it's us. All of us. The wicked and the good, the unrighteous and the self-righteous. So, are you ready? Ready or not, your trial date is up. We'll see you in court tomorrow.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.